The way of friendship. Let's add up a word of prayer, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the greatest friend of all, the one who gave his life for us, the one who walks with us every day, the one who allows us to know you. For that alone, thank you. I pray that you will help us through this hour see the importance of friendships, of finding a friend, and then of being a friend. In thy name I pray, amen. Isn't it so wonderful that he is our greatest friend? I'm just getting him to know him so well in a different way this year, and I'm just so cuddling up to him these days, and it's so extraordinarily wonderful. We're going to use as our text Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Really quickly, let's take a little time using the word friendship. You've got some lines there. Think of what you look for in a friend, what you value in a friend, and using F, find an adjective that would describe friend, and R, an adjective, really quickly. What do you look for in a friend? F-R-I-E-N-D-S-H-I-P. Okay, faithful. Fun. Those are the first two I had. You put in there what's important to you. How about R? Respectful. Real. Reliable. Reverent. I've got responsible. I've got refreshing. And I've got ready. I like a friend who's there for me. I. Insightful. Interesting. I have inspiring, industrious, intelligent. E. Encouraging as the first one, people. What else? Energetic. Entertaining. Earnest. What about N? Nice. Noble. I have natural, normal. I don't want any weirdos. Although if they were weird, they'd be like me, I guess. D? Dependable. Devoted. Desiring godliness, delightful, discreet, dedicated, discerning. S. Oh, I like that one. I don't have that one. Good. Spontaneous. Okay, you're dwindling. Spiritual. Sincere, serious. I have sensitive. Not too sensitive. Sensitive in the good sense. Sharing. How about H? Happy. What? Hardy. Honest. Helpful. Happy. Hospitable. Hopeful. Hilarious. Another I. Independent. Industrious, integrity, inventive, imaginative, and P, prayer partner, peaceful, purposeful, playful, patient. Number one for me is polite. I have a thing about manners. Great, the value of a friend, what you look for in a friend. Well, let's talk now about finding a friend. Someone has said, I am convinced that building relationships is a skill to be studied as well as an art to be appreciated. we're studying this because I think it's very important, and evidently the leaders here thought it was as well, or they wouldn't have had me presenting it. How many times have you talked to a woman, be it someone you're just casually chatting with at church or someone who's across the table from you in a counseling session who says, I'm so lonely, I have no friends? You hear it all the time. So this session is for you to help teach them, your counselee, or talk to it with friends. This session is for you who have been looking for a friend. This session is also great material. I was going to say phenomenal, but I'd really pat myself on the back, wouldn't I? We'll say valuable. We'll go to V. This session is valuable material to teach young people. To teach your children, young people you're going to counsel, those of you who are youth leaders involved with young people, this is a very, very necessary ingredient in your teaching with young people. So let's talk more about finding a friend. In June 23rd, 2006, CBS posed this question. Is your circle of friends shrinking? How many people are you really close to, they asked. Chances are it's not as many as you might have had 20 years ago. A new survey shows that most people's circle of confidants is on an average about one person smaller now. The percentage of people who say they have no one to confide in has reached about 25%. One quarter of our population has no one in which to confide, to feel secure, comfortable, to talk. That's a huge proportion, I believe. Duke University and the University of Arizona sociologists found the average number of people who are considered close confidants dropped by nearly one-third, from 3 in 1985 to 2 in 2004. And they call this a dramatic drop. Researchers say the internet may be one reason that many Americans have fewer close friends than they did 20 years ago. Also, they speculate the increase in the workload, the number of hours we are working, is distancing people from one another and keeps them from interacting in their community. Lonely people all around us. In recent times, some thinkers have postulated that modern friendships have lost the force and importance they did in antiquity. C.S. Lewis, for example, writes this in his Four Loves. To the ancients, friendship seemed the happiest and most fully human of all loves, the crown of life and the school of virtue. The modern world, in comparison, ignores it. We just don't need anybody, so we say. Although we know, we counselors, and we friends of friends know that is not true. Only one in three of all of us will share our mistakes with one another. Only 22% of us will reveal our deepest feelings to another. And still fewer of us, 15%, talk about the quality of our friendships and what we find important in them. What do we really seek in friendships? Do we want to share our emotions, moods, fears, and joys? Friends go to the heart of who we are, what we think, how we engage in the world around us. Friendships indeed matter. They capture our attention and our time. They stimulate, encourage, comfort, and enervate us. Such a gift. Well, how do we find a friend? Gordon MacDonald, in his book, I couldn't remember which one it was, Ordering Your Private World or Restoring Your Spiritual Passion, both of which I suggest you get and read, both are excellent books. But Gordon MacDonald, in one of those, says you should have three levels of friends in your life. So as we go through them now, evaluate your own friendships. The first level is the ministering friendship. That friendship, that gal in your life,